Chicago, 2011. A cop is murdered. Police and prosecutors swear they have the trigger man. He swears he didn't do it. How far will each side go to prove they're right?
Like it's just one bombshell after another, you know, where you're like, what?
The story of a PlayStation, a brain-eating amoeba, and the relentless pursuit of justice. Off Duty, out now. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Airports in Chicago are expecting record-breaking travel this summer. Mayor Brandon Johnson and the Chicago Department of Aviation today announcing airlines have scheduled nearly 18 million departing seats from O'Hare and Midway International Airports from June through August. The department says that's a 7% increase from last year. Columbia College Chicago has named a new president. The South Loop Arts School will be led by Shantae Bolton, who was previously vice president of finance at Georgia Tech in Atlanta. Bolton is the first woman of color to head the college and is taking over a college with significant budget and enrollment problems. School officials recently announced plans to close 11 programs to address a budget gap. Incumbent Democratic Cook County Board President Toni Preckwinkle is running for re-election. She was first elected to that position in 2010. Preckwinkle tells WBEZ if she does win, she expects her next term would be tough, given President Trump's efforts against diversity, equity, and inclusion. She says those are key values she bakes into the county's annual budget. It's been 5 years since the COVID-19 pandemic struck Chicago and the world. Local health officials say most COVID-era mitigations, like masking and social distancing, are still relevant. Dooley Health and Care infectious disease specialist Dr. Mia Taramina tells our Reset program that she is still treating patients for COVID. She wears a mask every day.
I change my mask frequently, I wash my hands frequently, and I want to keep the hospital a safe place as well.
Dr. Taramina says vaccines still reign supreme as the most effective way to prevent the spread of infection. And the Cubs open regular season play against the defending World Series champion Los Angeles Dodgers tomorrow in Tokyo, Japan. But you're going to have to be up early to catch tomorrow's game. It starts at 5:10 in the morning, Chicago time. The two-game series in Tokyo is a homecoming for five Japanese players across both teams, including Dodgers superstar Shohei Ohtani and Cubs pitcher Shota Imanaga. Our sports contributor Cheryl Ray Stout says the Cubs manager, Craig Council, will want the team to show power and play defense.
Craig Council wants to see his starters do their job, and he wants the bullpen to be able to come in, get their strikeouts, get their outs, and get out of any jams.
The Cubs will be without Nico Horner, though. He's recovering from off-season surgery. Weather sunny and windy today, high in the mid-50s. Clear and breezy tonight, a low in the mid-40s, and partly sunny on Tuesday with a high in the mid-60s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thank you for listening.